really sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are healthcare retiree costs overblown? Let's talk about that. According to a recent study by Fidelity, the average 65-year-old married couple will need a whopping $280,000 just to cover their health care costs in retirement. This does not include long-term care needs, by the way. So $280,000. You may have heard that number or a number similar to it many, many times. Here's the thing. The reality is, health care costs are not born as a lump sum on the day of retirement. You don't retire and they say, pay $280,000 and your health care is covered for life. That's not how it works. So, what you know, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Survey, the average couple spends about $17,000 per year on food, clothing, and shelter in retirement. But we don't typically report this as a $400,000 lump sum obligation in retirement. And that's how we're kind of trying to talk about, I mean, it's an annual line item expense in your budgeting. Similarly, we don't look at income streams in retirement as lump sum assets either. I mean, if you look at Social Security, the average monthly benefit in America is $1,294 a month. That's nearly $280,000 in income benefits for males and $335,000 for females. That's just average, and over $600,000 for married couples. And meanwhile, couples who earn the maximum Social Security benefit have a combined Social Security lump sum value of over $1.1 million. But we don't think I've got $1.1 million in the bank. Okay? We don't retire and say, oh, I got to pay $280,000 in medical costs. So the reality is we have repeated expenses year after year. Now, we go on Medicare. We buy supplements. Those things cost money, and then they don't cover everything. So according to a recent report, a recent joint study between Vanguard and Mercer Health and Benefits, the average annual cost for an individual in retirement is $5,000 per year. So for a married couple, it's $10,000 per year. Now, that's average. You could be lower than average. You could be higher. I'll get to that in just a minute. But the reality is, that's what it costs per year. So think about this. If it's $5,000 per year and you live 20 years in retirement, that's $100,000 in expenses plus medical inflation. So that's how we come up with the average of $140,000. That's how Fidelity came up with that. It was actually a little more than 20-year average. So, you know, but we pay it annually. So the way you should be thinking about this is, what do you need to be budgeting in your income and expenses in retirement to cover health care? The average is $5,000 a year per person. $10,000 per couple. So before you retire, what are you spending on those things? You need to have an idea of that. How much are you sharing and having to pay in premium for your medical insurance at work, for you and your spouse? And then what are you having to pay in out-of-pocket every year for your utilization? So, you know, yeah, it's going to cost $5,000 a year on average per person in retirement, but what are you spending now? And then you got to know how to budget that into your income and expense plan to make sure that you're covered. Now, you do need to, $5,000 is the average. So there are these common chronic conditions that you could have that drive up your costs. Things like hypertension, high cholesterol, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, depression, dementia, cancer, asthma, osteoporosis, kidney disease. Those are the chronic things. If you have zero or one of those, you could end up spending half of the average of $5,000 a year. But if you have three of these, it doubles to $5,700 a year if you just have two or three of these chronic conditions. If you have six or more of these chronic conditions, you could end up needing six, maybe 10, or even 12 times the expenses. So, you know, your health care is directly related. Your costs are somewhat related to your health. So that's common sense. So, but ultimately, the way you plan for all of this is including it in your line item budgeting, because it is a monthly and annual expense. So you need to build it into your expenses and then produce an income plan that increases over time that has a high likelihood of covering these annual medical expenses.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.